The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
The central bank has reduced its forecasts for growth in the domestic economy next year and raised its outlook for inflation. However, its latest quarterly bulletin says the economy will not fall into recession and it expects the labour market to remain strong. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
Inflation has become more widespread and energy prices will be higher for longer. But the costs of this shock to the economy are largely unavoidable, according to the central bank. It expects household incomes to fall this year due to inflation, but the continuing strength in the jobs market leads the bank to expect a pronounced pickup in wages next year, which should help. It says just over half the measures in last week's budget appear to be untargeted and could add to inflation. However, it believes whatever potential there is for this is small compared to the effect of higher energy prices. It also says some of the general supports which go to all income groups could end up being saved, which wouldn't add to inflation as consumers are worried about the future. A report in the bank's bulletin finds that 14% or 180,000 households have difficulty in making ends meet and have less than €500 of savings. It warns that if energy and food prices were to continue to rise, this group would need more support.
The system to accommodate refugees and people seeking international protection in Ireland is in crisis, according to the Irish Refugee Council. The arrival of more than 50,000 refugees from Ukraine and an increase in those seeking protection from other countries means the state is close to exhausting accommodation options, according to its latest report. The council has called on the government for coordination and leadership to deal with the issue. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
There are major red flags in the Irish Refugee Council's latest report, which outlines what it describes as an extremely serious and unprecedented situation. Due to the high number of refugees and people seeking international protection here, accommodation standards have plummeted, according to the IRC, and it says urgent government action is required. It suggests the appointment of a refugee response director to help organise the logistical challenge of coordinating the high number of displaced people across the country. It also says an inspector or an inspecting panel should be appointed immediately to oversee safety standards at various accommodations where risks are most obvious and standards are of most concern. The Irish Refugee Council has also expressed concern about the welfare of vulnerable groups who are accommodated in centres and worryingly points out in the report that it has been alerted to grievous risks to minors, women and children in recent weeks and months.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country's forces are making rapid and powerful advances in the south and east of the country. Reports say attempts to disrupt Russian supply lines in the south by attacking key bridges appear to have worked. Dozens of villages near the occupied city of Kherson have been retaken. Western officials say the situation is evolving rapidly. Divisions in the UK Conservative Party are threatening to overshadow British Prime Minister Liz Truss's first speech as leader to the party conference in Birmingham today. A new row has broken out over her refusal to commit to increasing benefits in line with inflation. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
Prime Minister Liz Truss has yet to give an undertaking that benefits will not be cut in real terms because of inflation. That was promised by her predecessor Boris Johnson. Cabinet member Penny Mordaunt and other prominent Tories have called on Ms. Truss to honour that pledge. It's a further undermining of her authority following the U-turn on tax breaks for high earners. Home Secretary Suella Braverman accused fellow party members yesterday of mounting a coup against the Prime Minister over that issue. This in turn provoked Trade Secretary Kim Badenoch to accuse Ms. Braverman of being inflammatory. With a number of senior Conservatives such as Rishi Sunak already staying away from the conference, it's a deeply divided party that will hear their leader's speech this morning. John Kilrain, RTE News, Birmingham.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. The award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.eu.
Windy and feeling cold today. Rain will clear eastwards this morning, leaving a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers may be heavy or thundery, turning drier in the evening, highest temperatures 10 to 15 degrees. There's a warning that westerly winds will occasionally reach gale force today on Irish coastal waters from Roche's Point to Valentia to Slinehead.